You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and today in the studio we have Austin Blyles. How are you?
I'm doing great.
It's great. Nice to see you.
It's great to be here. It's been a while since I've been in.
It's been a long while.
And I always love coming in. You always treat local talent great and let us play our songs on the radio, so
well,
it's a great thing.
I'm thankful to be at Giant FM that allows us to do that.
Absolutely.
And you have your Giant FM Real Radio bracelet on.
Always got my bracelet on.
That's a classic.
And I meant to bring my shirt. I was going to give you a shirt today, and I forgot.
Man.
So next time, that makes me have to come back up here soon.
There we go. Good reason. So tell our listeners, where are you from, Austin?
I'm from Morgan County. Grew up around Martinsville, Paragon, Monrovia area. Mm-hmm. I went to school in Martinsville schools mostly. I grew up down around there.
Musically, tell me about your musical background.
Musical background, I've probably been playing about 12 to 13 years now.
Uh-huh.
But I've played in a lot of different bands and collaborated with a lot of different artists from around in my area. A lot of my friends I know that have been on the show,
mm-hmm.
Clint and Russ and all those guys, Uncle Mike. And but aside from that, I know a lot of the country bands from around Morgan County, like Pure Country, Split Rail, Big Country, all those guys kind of took me under their wing and let me open a lot of shows for them and play events and stuff like that to kind of get my feet in the water, so to speak, to kind of get going.
Yeah, your neck of the woods, there's a lot of camaraderie between the musicians.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's crazy to see that much talent come out of such a small area. I guess there's just not much else to do or something, but so many great singers and players and stuff like that. And like I give lessons down at Tom Fiddlery little music store in Martinsville, and he just opened a new venue connected onto it on the side. But I give guitar lessons there Monday through Thursday, and it's amazing to see all the young kids that come in for lessons that you would never even think in Martinsville there'd be that many kids. But there's kids that even come down from Greenwood to come because Tom is just such an excellent guy and great musician. And he gives lessons for everything, bass, guitar, fiddle, banjo, ukulele, dulcimer, whatever you want to play with strings, pretty much you can get lessons for there. They do have piano lessons and stuff too.
Planting those musical seeds.
Yeah, it's great to see because I didn't think there would be that much people coming in until I started working there. And
mm-hmm.
every day,
it's
there's
wonderful.
Kids in and out of there all day. So
it's neat. It's nice to watch the youth
yep.
learning a musical instrument. Yep.
Really great to see it keep going.
It is. What's your first musical memory?
My first musical memory? I started playing... picked up on a guitar because I always loved music ever since I can remember. In school, elementary school, middle school, I was always listening to music. In and out of school, I'd be having my headphones in and stuff. And I remember every night listening to music all the time.
Uh-huh.
It was just always in my head. So eventually I got a guitar and I started fiddling around with it and messed with it for a couple years. Then one of my buddies heard me, I forget how it happened, like one of my friends told him that I played or something, and they kind of pressured me into, because I was like a closet player, I hid in my room and played, you know, and they pressured me into coming out and playing with them and stuff, just hanging out around their house and stuff, so started doing that, and he was in actually like a country gospel band that toured around to churches and stuff like that. And so then he kind of brung me along, and that's how I first started getting my first experience with shows and stuff, was playing in churches and stuff like that, and outdoor festivals and stuff like that. And from then, it just took a few shows, and I had the bug. Because after you get that, the entertainment type thing, the entertainer inside of you that constantly wants to perform and stuff like that, it's hard to get rid of it.
Sounds like a good thing to have inside of you. Will you perform a song for us right now?
Yeah.
All right, what are you gonna do?
This is a song I wrote really just probably about a year and a half ago, and it's called Love Light, And basically, my meaning behind it is just always shine your love light everywhere you go and just try to stay positive and affect other people that way. And because I feel a lot, people are affected a lot by the moods and the vibe of other people around them. So if you always keep a positive vibe, it's always going to make your environment better. So that's kind of my perspective on it.
All right.
People, you know I love you, but struggle, yeah, it's getting old. And people, you know I hear you, but I don't feel ya. Yeah, where's the soul? Let your love light, yeah, let it shine. Let your love light, yeah, let it shine. This whole world, yeah, it's getting crazy, and all this hatred, it hurts me so. And I don't know if we can save it, but I know it don't hurt to try, yeah. So let that love light shine, child. Yeah, let it shine. Let that love light, let it shine. That love light shine, child. Gotta let it shine, yeah. Let your love light, oh, let it shine. I'll never give in. From these dreams I'm chasing, and this life I'm gonna live, it's a part of my soul, shining through dark rooms. Keep your love light shining, keep that love light shining, keep your love light shining through, yeah. Let your love
Austin Belisles.
That's love light. Yep.
I got it right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Love light. Austin Belisles, right?
That's right.
Ah, I'm so happy I finally got your name right. All right, cool. Because we can edit that out. All right. That's a nice song. I like that.
Thank you.
I love the positive with it.
That's my take on it. So I like it.
Tell us about your upcoming shows.
got some a few upcoming shows. I do a lot solo, and I have a band too, Wrong Side of Dixie. Mm-hmm. So if you want to look us up on Facebook, we would sure appreciate the likes. So Wrong Side of Dixie, and then you can look me up, Austin Belisles. It's B-E-L-I-L-E-S. Uh-huh. Friend request me, add me, and you can stay tuned in with everything I do. But upcoming, I got this weekend, we're doing an A-Bait party down at the Boogie property where they have the big biker boogie.
That sounds like fun.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm sure it will be. That will be, I think it's Lawrence County Recreation Center or something like that.
All right.
And then following week, I will be at B-Squared Saloon with the band in Brownsburg. Mm-hmm. And then we got a couple things in June. I'm really pushing for June 16th down there at Tom Fiddlery, where I work and that the shop my buddy just opened. They're having a songwriters night that I'll be hosting. It'll be me, my buddy Lonnie Weibel, who is a great, great singer and guitar player. He plays in a band called Pure Country. And actually, as a kid, he got to play for George Jones a little bit.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
So he is an amazing guitar player.
Oh, wow.
And he's got a lot of great stories to tell. And then I got two ladies that'll be on the show with us, Jamie Nicole Haywood and Angie White. And both of them are great songwriters and great singers. So if you guys can come out to that June 16th. Then also June 9th, town of Mooresville is having the first their first ever concert series. And they're going to shut down the downtown square, and they're going to start doing two concerts a month it's going to be June through August. Still have two concerts a month and kind of shut down and have like a little festival type concert series.
That's awesome. And how can we follow all this online?
Follow, just add me on Facebook, Austin Belisles, B-E-L-I-L-E-S. Add me on Facebook, and I post everything we do. And then you can also follow my band, Wrong Side of Dixie, and make sure you like us on Facebook, too.
You have to bring the band in sometime, too.
I need to bring the band in. We'll do a little acoustic thing in here.
Yes.
And jam out.
Yes. So glad that you stopped in today, and so much appreciate your time. And tell our listeners again once more how we can follow you online.
Once again, follow me at Wrong Side of Dixie on Facebook. Make sure you give us a like. And also, make sure you guys give Giant 96 a like, too, and Penny Lane.
Aww,
they all
thank you.
They all do a lot for us. Then also, you can add me, my personal page, Austin Belisles. It's B-E-L-I-L-E-S.
All right.
And I'll keep you in tune with what
all
I'm
right.
doing.
All right. You're a good man. So much appreciate your time, and thanks for coming in and taking a trip with Penny Lane.
No problem.